Trump slams Meghan Markle for disrespecting Queen, horribly using Harry. By Victoria Friedman on December 1, 2021. Former U.S. President Donald J. Trump has criticized Meghan Markle for being disrespectful to Queen Elizabeth II and for using her husband, Prince Harry, during a Nigel Farage interview to be aired on Wednesday night. Excerpts of the interview to be aired on GB News during a special episode entitled Farage. The Trump interview revealed the Anglophile former president speak of his respect for Queen Elizabeth II, who he had visited with twice during official trips to the UK during his term in office, and criticized Meghan the Duchess of Sussex for being disrespectful to the 95-year-old monarch. "I think she's been very disrespectful to the Queen, who's such a great woman, such a great person, a historic person. I think she's very disrespectful to the royal family and most importantly to the Queen," former President Trump told Nigel Farage in comments previewed by UK newspaper The Daily Mail. Accusations have been leveled at the woke royals of disrespecting the Queen since their abrupt announcement that they would be withdrawing from public duties in January 2019, and particularly for their tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey earlier this year, during which they made allegations about the royal family including of racism and neglecting Meghan when she was experiencing mental health issues. "I'm not a fan of hers. I wasn't from day one," Mr. Trump said of the TV actress turned royal. Continuing to tell Nigel Farage, "I think Harry has been used horribly and I think someday he will regret it. I think Harry's been used and been used terribly. I think it's ruined his relationship with his family, and it hurts the Queen." There have been reports of an ongoing rift between Prince Harry and brother Prince William, which likely were exacerbated following other interviews since returning to bury his grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, including insinuating Prince Charles was a bad father. Mr. Trump also said Meghan's behavior had been very inappropriate after she had lobbied Congress using Sussex-branded headed paper over issues such as paternity leave, signing off one letter, "Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex," sparking claims Meghan had used her royal title to meddle in American politics. "She is trying to do things that I think are very inappropriate," the former president said during the interview recorded in Florida on Monday. This is not the first time Mr. Trump clashed with Meghan. In June 2019, then-President Trump expressed surprise when confronted by previous comments from Markle who said she would move to Canada if Trump were elected president, calling her remarks nasty. Last September, Mr. Trump was more blunt in his criticism of the Duchess of Sussex, saying he was not a fan of hers, "and I would say this, and she has probably heard that. I wish a lot of luck to Harry. Because he's going to need it," Mr. Trump added. During his time in office, the half-Scottish heritage Mr. Trump had often expressed his affection for the United Kingdom, the special relationship, and the Queen, having called her a fantastic woman and wonderful lady when he first met her during a working visit in July 2018. Farage, the Trump interview will air on GB News on Wednesday, 1 December at 7 p.m. UK time, and will be conducted by Brexit leader Nigel Farage, with whom the former president has maintained a friendship for several years. As ever, Donald Trump doesn't hold back, and tells you what he thinks, Mr. Farage said on Tuesday ahead of the interview.